is more affordable than you think. Henley offers the most comprehensive array of guarantees and support in Australia. Say hello to Henley. Visit henley.com.au.
I tell you what, he's becoming really noticeable. We've talked about this before.
I wouldn't do that.
Roadworks. Everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
They're everywhere. It's, you know, I was trying to think about this the other day. Like, I've never seen more roadworks.
They're everywhere, Boxy.
But it's great for employment. Like, it must be doing wonders for our employment rates because people obviously are getting jobs. So that's great.
Sure.
But they already have the job, don't they?
No, I imagine there are so many roadworks, they would be employing more people to do more.
They get paid a lot, do you know that?
I did hear this.
To hold the lollipop, the stop and slow and go.
They do a great job.
They get paid a fortune.
I always give them a wave and a smile.
So do I.
People would be so rude and just drive past them.
Well, hang on a minute. That might be the reason for some of the delays. Stop waving at them. Just let them work.
I think Melbourne is getting more and more frustrated, and I've heard a few theories about this. One is that because it's coming to the end of the financial year and the government just want to spend all the money on the road, it's the way of allocating some of the cash.
Right.
That they've gathered.
Yep.
The other theory that I've come up with, I think they're all part of the Illuminati. They're just digging underground. Because I don't know what they're doing. I drive past the road because I can't see what's happening. And this was pretty funny. This meme, you might have seen it got around yesterday, the meme of the NBN workers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty funny. It's a photograph and it's got they've counted 14 people standing around. This hole in the ground that's all about fixing or updating or whatever they're doing with the NBN. And people have been making fun of this, obviously, because does it take 14 staff members to create or this particular hole?
A lot of chiefs, not enough Indians.
Well, what is going on there?
Nothing by the looks of it.
Well, that's what most people came to the conclusion. That is achieving nothing. Because let's be honest, NBN has its own issues.
Sure.
And we thought, that's pretty impressive. Like, to have 14 people achieving nothing yesterday. 131060.
Oh, where's this going?
Is anyone prepared to ring in and admit or confess that they achieved absolutely nothing at work yesterday?
That would be quite.
I didn't.
There's an early entry.
Good. Did you achieve any? Well,
no, you were great on the show yesterday.
You did our show. You did the footy show. Yeah. You must have achieved something on the footy show.
Not really. Footy show's just like sitting on the couch. It's like Gogglebox because I just talk when I want to talk, and so is this.
No, that's not a good example. Fev's a hard worker.
Well, you've achieved. You've got us a venue for Oodles of Oodles. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to achieve today?
What?
Yeah, SFA.
Okay, good on you. Okay. Like, for example, in the office, Feef, what about in the office where you see, I won't mention any names, certain roles in this office that
Tim James doesn't do much.
Computer bound. There's a lot of time you see Facebook up on the screen.
Oh, absolutely. I imagine, and I love this. And
Mitch hasn't done much since he's been
Mitch
here.
He's our audio producer.
Really
he's on the couch most of the time.
He's not listening.
he's on his phone.
Actually not listening. Oh, that's really funny. Oh, Mitch, we love you.
There he goes.
Is he? No. We've got
he's a road
playing Fortnite.
He's a working class man.
Anyway, 131060, come on, confess, admit, yesterday you just shut the door to the office, you had a nap, you played video games, you were on Facebook, you scrolled through Instagram, you just decided, I'm having an RDO, but I'll be in the office, I'll be on site, but it's actually like an RDO.
131060 is the number.
I reckon if I had a real job, like in an office, I'd nap a lot. I'd find a little hideout.
Do you know what I reckon
nap.
You do? Chat a lot.
101.9 The Fox.
I think we've all been noticing lots and lots of roadworks happening around Melbourne. South Melbourne's pretty much been in lockdown with roadworks. It's hard to get to work every day. But anyway, one of the funny memes that went around yesterday was the 14 NBN hard hat wearing, high vis vested employees
working who were class men
standing around a hole in the ground. Now, let's be honest, and we did receive a call from somebody saying, no, that's been taken out of context. Oh, it probably has. But there may have been a very big issue that required 14 people to stand there. It was a funny meme. It's a funny meme anyway. But there's a suggestion that there are people there who are doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
So we thought, let's ask the question, 131060, is anyone in Melbourne prepared to admit that yesterday at work, they did absolutely nothing. You sat at your desk and you just did online shopping, scrolled through social media, achieved zip.
Is that what you did?
She hosted a show, mate.
Hosting a breakfast radio show.
I'm talking about during the day.
Well, that's not my job during the day. Crystal from Keysborough. Hi, Crystal.
Hey.
Crystal, did you do absolutely nothing at work yesterday?
It definitely was. I did nothing at all. I pretty much sat at my desk and, I don't know, I just...
What?
I've pretty much
watching
YouTube videos.
Where do you work?
Watching YouTube.
Oh, no.
Don't lose your job over it. What about what industry?
Yeah, what industry are you in?
Medical reception.
Okay. Oh, that's good. No one's sick.
Yeah, that's good. So did you have to take phone calls though, Crystal, or could you just divert the phone?
No, phone calls did come through, but it was quite rare.
Very rare. Just,
well, that's one of those jobs. See, I used to love these jobs. I remember when I worked at the ATO.
I wouldn't have mentioned who they were. That's the government.
But I know, but a job where you get lots of downtime. See, some people get bored. Other people find that fun because you just watch YouTube videos.
I got a good one.
Okay.
Back in the day when I was playing footy at the Blues, they tried to be an overtake of the coach. So
a mutiny.
Yeah, a few people tried to take Dennis Pagan's job.
Ooh.
And this guy was a twos coach, and Dennis got wind of it. Obviously, the other guy didn't get the job. Dennis got re-signed, and he was still the twos coach. So he sent him across the other side of the stadium, sat him in an office by himself, and when you go over and see this guy, he was just sitting there watching YouTube. Wasn't allowed on the ground, wasn't allowed to speak to any players.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, oh, God.
Did he last long?
No.
Okay.
He lasted that year because he had to see out his contract.
Forcing someone to leave.
But it's sort of gone downhill a lot.
Yeah.
There, for
right. Just quickly, ooh, we mentioned before we play that last song that we had a stunning admission thief. We're going to change his name for our identity purposes and use the voice disguiser,
yes,
but from an NBN installer.
Well, yeah, because this is where it all started. The meme that went viral was the NBN employee standing around this hole in the ground. So we've got Rowan from Hillside.
Is he in the meme?
Hi, Rowan.
Yeah, how you going?
Good, Rowan. Rowan, have you got an admission to make?
I did absolutely nothing.
No. So yesterday at work, you did nothing. What were you supposed to be doing?
Yeah, we're meant to be installing some stuff for the NBN, and yeah.
So you weren't one of 14 men and women standing around a hole?
I wasn't in that group of 14.
Sorry, that voice disguiser is so good, I can't understand a word he's saying.
No, it's good.
But he didn't do much.
Do you know anyone standing around that hole?
No, I hope I wasn't.
No, yeah.
101.9 The Fox. I s*** on the floor again.
Best thing about having a puppy, it's taking them to Pox to make some doggy friends. Oh, 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 come and meet Lizzie. The hair is so frizzy. Dog tricks, fetch your sticks. Oh, 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 come on down and bring your best companion. It's time for oodles of oodles.
Massive.
Some of your best work, boys.
Well done.
Oodles of oodles. Now, Fev, this is the party you are putting on so my little cavoodle, Lizzie Rosie Box, can make friends. She needs friends. She needs to be socialised. This is now the meltdown we had when we suggested maybe a play date. We've been inundated with calls on our Facebook page. We've got the event up. If you want to click to attend the event, let us know you're coming. It's free, by the way. You don't need a ticket. Just turn up.
Rock up.
But what we realised yesterday was we didn't have a venue for it.
Cool.
So I said to party planner extraordinaire Brendan Favola, we need somewhere to have it.
Yes, you did. You said, hey, DJ Loosh.
DJ?
No, she didn't say that.
I've never called you DJ.
Ah, just making stuff up. Now, Oodles of Oodles is on September the 1st on a Saturday, and I went to one of my old haunts back in the day when I played at the Blues. I used to live in Coburg.
Princess Park?
Yeah, Princess Park.
Almost.
Back in the day. It was just off Brunswick Street. Anyway,
it's not the venue.
I used to live there with Simon Fletcher, and over the back fence where, well, it wasn't really a fence, it was just a big wall, there was a big velodrome. Huge capacity, 24,000 on the grass.
Mm.
They have music festivals there.
Yeah.
So I gave old mate a call and we've secured it. So the Coburg Velodrome. And I reckon, I'm going to say it out now, we've got a great sponsor on board in Aussie Dogs products. So we're going to call it Aussie Dog Products Velodrome. Just for September 1st.
We've got a massive dog party, oodles of oodles, that now has corporate backing from Aussie Dogs.
Yep. Extraordinary.
And you've secured the Coburg Velodrome. Yep.
Capacity, 24,000.
24,000 dogs.
And they can handle, so they're cool with a lot of dogs, yep. A lot of oodles.
Yep.
Wow.
They obviously have a cycling club there throughout the year. It's a racing track and they have festivals and it's actually a big dog park. And they're inside it. It's great. It's huge. It's all surrounded by fences so the dogs can't run away.
I was sort of joking when I said an arena, but you've got us a velodrome.
This is the best.
It's a large-scale dog park.
Well done. And
very impressive.
Really easy. It's only a few minutes' walk from Batman Station, 10 minutes' walk from the Sydney Road tram, so it'll be easy to get there.
Easy to get to.
What a genius. He's good, isn't he?
I'm actually shocked. I just thought it would be at a park, a velodrome.
So it's now official, and it's all thanks to the sponsor that Fev got on board, Aussie Dog Products, built safe, built tough, let's play. AussieDog.com.au. We will rename the velodrome unofficially the Aussie Dog Velodrome in Coburg.
For one day only, September 1st.
There you go, Fief. So we're underway.
This is really great. And how's this for good news? Today, Lizzie's having her vaccination, which will mean she can socialise with other dogs.
That's a good thing.
We need to look at those 1%ers. That's very important.
101.9 The Fox.
It is time for Is It Amazing? Can I have my intro?
Is it amazing?
Yes, it's amazing.
Call in with your amazing stories. Now, I had something amazing happen during the week. So, Fev, on Wednesday morning, you and I were talking about, we actually went to the phones and we said, is there anyone famous living in your suburb? And we did have a phone call about Mark Scaife. Who's in your suburb? Who's in Heidelberg?
Mark Scaife.
The A driver.
Now, we both we know that, well, Scaifey's not in Heidelberg, not. Last time we checked.
Okay.
But interesting, we both know Scaifey, so we're mates with Scaifey.
Right.
But I would say we, in the 2.5 years we've been doing the radio show together, we've never, ever mentioned our mate Mark Scaife.
No.
Mark Scaife's name's never been mentioned.
Not one reference.
So Wednesday morning, we talked about Mark Scaife on the radio show. That evening, I was driving to puppy school. I was parking the car and there was a car that zipped. He was a really good driver, actually. He zipped into a car park and I went, oh, good work, mate. I see what you did there. That was clever.
Were you at Bathurst?
No, but I
puppy school was not at Bathurst, no.
It's really hard to park around my puppy school. And I credited the driver in my brain and went, yeah, well played. Next minute, Mark Scaife gets out of the car.
Yes, it's amazing.
Cut that off early.
Yeah, because that's
we
pretty good.
We talked about him that morning. That evening, I randomly see him.
Yeah.
Chances are so.
Byron just shot it off real early, and I would have thought, yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, so you do agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it's amazing.
Sorry, Fev's boss. Good. 13, 10, 60. If you've got an amazing story.
At least I think it was Scaifey.
101.9 The Fox.
The end of a week.
Is it amazing?
We trial run your amazing stories, Fev. It's important because you go into a weekend, you might want to trot these out at a dinner party or wherever.
And we love it. It's taking home our show on a Friday in style, and all thanks to Ashley in Kilsyth. Hi, Ash.
Hi, how you going?
Great, Ashley. Tell us your amazing story.
So my favourite number is 32, and I also wear that number on the back of my football jersey. I was in Vietnam and I had 3 domestic flights in Vietnam and I was sitting in the seat number 32, and also on the way home from Vietnam, I was in the seat number 32 without picking my seat.
That's amazing.
Okay, Ashley, I'm going to make your story even more amazing.
What, does it need it?
My favourite number's 32.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So, Ashley, this is amazing. I've never met anyone else that has the 32. When my very first crush, Michael Gleeson, you might be familiar with him.
I believe so.
He played number 32 for the Arrow Valley under 14s. And I just decided that was my favourite number. So I always love the number 32.
Well, you've added a bit of pepper.
Well, I mean, it wasn't as good as
Ash. But how's this? Because my actual real favourite number is 5. But
oh, hang on. That at Brisbane.
No, like that's my actual favourite number.
Couldn't you get 25 at Brisbane?
But
no,
if
I tried to get 25. This is this story. I tried to get off this guy who was on a rookie list, and I said, mate, can I have 25? He said, no. I said, mate. He goes, I want to wear 25. I said, mate, I'll pay for it. Like, I'll give you some coin because he was on a rookie list.
Yeah.
He goes, nah. And I said, mate, you're never going to play. Like, who cares?
And he wouldn't give it to you.
No, nah, never. He never played. I can't even remember his name.
So you're number five.
Well, so I wore five. Drop the two.
Love five. Two. Well, five was my favourite number. And then 32, 3 plus 2 equals 5. So it all...
Yes, Rhiannon.
I'm just giving you amazing for everything because I feel like being nice.
We've really ruined
that. Was
that.
Rubbish.
Rhiannon in Sunbury. Hi, Rhiannon.
How you going?
Good, Rhiannon. Rhiannon, thank you for calling through because we need you. Rhiannon, what's your amazing story?
Does it involve numbers and does it go for ages?
No, it doesn't.
Rhiannon, what's your amazing story?
A couple of years ago, I was working in the middle of WA out in the wheat belt. And the storm came along, including a tornado, and picked me up off the ground and threw me around and threw me onto the ground.
What?
Jeez, I mean, guys, should I just, pay it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else was in the, was it like, what was in there?
Well,
this
it's not like
amazing.
The Wizard of Oz. There's not cows flying around.
Well done,
there was a couple of roadwork signs throwing around.
Wow.
Getting thrown around.
The roadwork
signs
said,
stop. There's the Wicked Witch on
her mind. I can't stop.
We got one last one, even though I was tempted to go out in the high. Here is Paris in Wangaratta.
Hi, Paris.
Brianna, Ashley was high.
Are you there, Paris?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Paris, welcome to the show. We're looking forward to your amazing story.
Well, my story involves Oprah Winfrey. When she was in Australia about 7 years ago, I met her, and through a little chance meeting, I got to go to Sydney and open her show in Sydney for the first recording of her show before she came out and entertained everyone.
What do you mean open? What do you do?
I'm a singer, so I got to sing two songs and interact with the audience before she got on stage.
Paris, I was at one of those shows in Sydney. I might have seen you.
Did you? Was it the Hugh Jackman show?
Yes, it was. He flew in and he knocked himself out on the high on that zip line. I was there.
I was the show before.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well done, Paris.
Anyway, we will give you the sing.
Well done. I vaguely remember it.
And do you know what else is amazing, guys? It's a sad day because our wonderful mate, friend, Brad Guy. Jump on a mic, Brad.
Yeah, get on, mate.
Brad jump on, buddy. It's his last day today. He's going off to greener pastures.
Does all our website,
mate,
does all our
amazing.
Digital
Yay!
Content.
We love working
with you,
Brad.
Our Instagram, our Twitter, everything's gone up. Your content is amazing.
Thank
you've been a joy to work with. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you so much. You're all amazing. Love you. Stay number one because you're the best. Woo!
Oh, Brad Guy.
Brad, thank you for all your hard work. And we know you're going off to a very green pasture, but there's always a place for you back here on the show.
If you will reduce yourself to come back because he does have a very bright future,
reduce
Brad Guy.
101.9 The Fox. Fev, I'm going to say something quite controversial, and I probably shouldn't say this, about your new favourite show, The Bachelor.
You can say it, Boxy.
I should say about your new bromance with Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger.
Honey Badger.
You and him, wow. That was chemistry. No, and my apologies to any of the girls that are on the show that might be listening here in Melbourne. I just...
Get dump ready.
No.
She's not going to swear.
I just don't think they're a great group of girls. I just don't. I'm having trouble picking a winner, having trouble picking one I like. There's that little posse of Kat, Romy and Alicia who are just nasty.
What did the girl call them yesterday? The three snitches or the three...
Witches?
Witches or something like that.
But they're just mean girls. And then, but I look around and I go, maybe it's series whatever we're up to.
We've run out.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like,
in Channel 10's defence, Boxy, and you just said it, after the premiere... where all the girls were revealed to the Honey Badger. Do you know what movie they played after?
What?
Mean Girls.
Oh, did they?
That's a nice touch, yeah.
Yeah, it did. They're all mean last night. I didn't like it. And I don't like they try to humiliate each other and I don't know. Anyway, what I did enjoy,
it's interesting
enjoy,
in
though,
this day and age how a lot of media speak about, you know, respecting women and the way we go about it. But then we have The Bachelor and then all those media people write positive things about The Bachelor and how much they love it, but it's 25 girls trying to...
It has been really mean.
With one guy.
But it's also women being mean to women.
They're being mean to each other. Anyway. It's interesting the way we can spin and twist things through the media.
But what it does feel good, though, when you're mean about a mean girl, though, which is what we're about to do. No, we're not going to be mean about Romy, but, it was delightful last night watching. So
delightful.
No, what was really delightful was desperate for the first kiss. She was like, I can't wait to go back to
Matt. So she's the blonde one.
She's the blonde one who had the date with Nick.
Yep.
And to the camera, she kept saying, I'm going to get the first kiss so I can go back to the mansion and rub it in all the other girls' faces.
Forceful.
Well, when you say forceful, it was so forceful. I haven't seen, since I've been frequented a nightclub 10 years ago, I haven't seen a woman throw herself at a man. She literally climbed on him and he avoided, if you didn't watch it, she's gone in to kiss him on the lips. He's flicked and made sure she got the cheek. And the look on his face was, get her off me.
Let's have a listen.
Romy came in for a kiss with pace. She came in hot, real hot. Only thing is, for me, I like to hold back a bit and establish a real connection and try and make it a bit more meaningful.
Ouch.
And I love that she would have watched that back last night. And like, I thought I was hitting a bit. I thought he loved me. No, he didn't. But the lengths you go to impress someone. I mean, the night before we saw the girl again. I don't know a lot of their names yet.
This was Kayla.
Kayla, who went and did the cannonball. We don't even need to play it, do we? Do you want to?
Nah, we can.
Okay, off you go.
Kayla jumped in the pool. Oh my gosh. Like, I get it, but no, I don't really.
I had all the other girls' eyes on me and I was thinking, I look like a bit of an idiot. Come in!
So she's in the pool. Unfortunately, he didn't even see her.
Yeah, Shannon last night was eating salmon on a date because she didn't. Yeah. She doesn't like salmon.
She was a good trooper. She
I like Shannon.
Had a crack.
She's
I like
a good.
Her
she's
too.
A nice girl. I'd like to see her go through.
Do you know Brooke?
What are you doing?
Who he sort of quite
she's
likes.
For me the front runner.
Yeah, well, she's actually dated another footballer before, AFL footballer.
Are you bringing gossip to the show that we don't know?
Plays for the Brisbane Lions.
Oh, hang on to you.
Well, I thought she didn't know anything about football.
Well, she does because she's dated an AFL footballer before. Holding
she's
her cards
so
close to her chest.
He was.
Oh, 100%.
Of course she did.
This is juicy.
Oh, that was the one that pretended she didn't know him.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. I can't wait for next Wednesday. Oh, it's exciting.
Now, Fev, these girls are going to great lengths to impress him.
Mm-hmm.
Cannonballing into a pool, eating salmon, even though it's making her ill and she's even dry retching on a date. 13, 10, 60 girls and guys, actually. Let's hear about the lengths you've gone to impress somebody. Like, have you done something you hate? Have you pretended to be a rock climber and you've got a fear of heights? There was that time when I was at Monash Uni and there was a footballer at the time that was on the campus and he was having lunch in the quadrangle and I thought, I really like him and I want to impress him.
Quadrangle?
Yeah, it was like that between Monash. If you were to go to Monash, you'd know it.
Yeah, never been.
The big open space. And I said to my friend, kick me the ball because I'm going to mark it. And then that AFL footballer over there will go, oh, awesome, that chick can catch balls. I want to go on a date with her.
Mark balls.
Sorry, she can mark balls. Anyway, so my friend kicked me the ball and I jumped up onto the a seat and flew over the back of the seat into a bush.
Jeez, I wish there was some CCTV of that. Remember when Byron tried to impress a girl by buying a Tatsuto ticket and she's stood up?
Okay, very funny. Yes.
101.9 The Fox.
So much happening on The Bachelor, mainly everyone's crush on Nick Cummins and the boy crushes, the guys that are getting around, the honey badger. You better look out. I'd like to see you and the honey badger out on the town, Fev. You two would be fun.
I'd try out. Do him with some of his sayings.
Yeah, you will.
I don't make sense with mine. No, I really mix them up.
But I think the highlight of every season is watching girls go to great lengths, like watching Shannon last night eating salmon, even though she hates it and it made her actually sick.
Good on her, though. He was wrapped with that.
Yeah, she gave it a shot. Romy jumped on him and aggressively pursued him. Yeah. I don't think
he liked that.
No.
I don't think he liked that. But the funny thing is, Fev, I was watching that thinking, imagine if that was a guy doing that to a girl.
Oh,
like,
God.
I don't think that would have that would fly
There'd
on
be
national
an outcry.
Television.
It was lecherous.
It was a bit much. But the thing is, sometimes you can look back and think to yourself, I reckon I went too far, or maybe I was trying too hard to impress someone. Ella in Sunbury. Hi, Ella.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Ella.
Hi, Fifi. Hi, Steph. Hi, Byron.
Oh, Ella, that's really polite of you. And to mention Byron by his middle name and not his first name, Greg, that was very impressive.
How did that happen? Just get on with Ella's story.
Ella, what length did you go to impress someone?
Well, I was just recapping and I thought, actually, I think this is a bit more of a stage five singer story. But anyhow, I had a acquaintance or friend that I really liked, and I knew he was unwell. So I went through to the extent of making him some soup from scratch. And I was a teacher at the time, so I thought, you know, I'm going to dress up in my most sexiest teacher outfit.
This is great.
Fans loving it.
Rocked up at this guy's house unannounced, though, and had this soup ready for him just, you know, to spend some quality time. We'll keep it G-rated. And, you know, we had some quality time together, but it didn't go any further than this.
Well, Ella, you're ticking all the boxes. That's a great story.
Your eyes did light up a bit when she said it was an unannounced visit.
I thought there might have been someone else there making soup. That's what I thought that was going.
Gosh, I'd love to meet this guy. I mean, he must really love soup.
No soup for you!
Donna, thank you for that, Ella. Donna in South Morang. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Donna, how far did you go? What length did you go to impress someone?
Oh, this is horrendous. So I had the biggest crush on my karate instructor. He was just a beautiful man. And I just wanted him to look at me all the time. And I wasn't that great at karate. And there was this one move that I could never, ever do. It was like this Russian-style squat kick thing. And I thought, I'm going to give this a crack. No worries. So I'm hoping that he was going to look at me. And he was. He had his eyes on me. And I'm like, yep, this is it. So I bent down. I did the squat, tried to do the kick, and my whole uniform just went whoosh. And the whole dojo heard this giant, you know, this huge big rip. My Bridget Jones's Nana undies were hanging out. It was horrendous.
Oh, that's so horrific.
I was known as Split Girl for the next year.
Donna, you've just reminded me. Donna, I remember when I was at school, I was in like year 10, and we just started socialising with the Yarra Valley Boys in Ringwood.
Oh,
and I went to this party. And if I told you this before, Fev, and I was like a late bloomer. I was sort of a bit immature and juvenile. I was 15. And the boys were all like, hey, Fee, why don't you eat dog food? And I I ate Goodos because I thought it would really impress them. and then they just started calling me Woofy. It's quite traumatic, actually, now I think about it.
You poor human.
It's really sad.
101.9 The Fox.
Powerball last night, Fief. Massive Powerball.
Well, it was. I mean, one in three people won Powerball. Yep. No, sorry.
No, that's not the
stat. One in three Melburnians bought a ticket, and only two people won $50 million, and one was from Melbourne.
I won't lie.
Who did it online.
Very occasionally you catch me off guard. You just caught me off guard. One in three Melburnians bought a ticket. That is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
It's amazing because I've never bought a Tats Lotto ticket. I mean,
you're loaded.
So you're loaded. You're really
not
rich.
No, it's just I've never played Lotto.
The calculations are for the amount of tickets bought and how much money they do make, because they've given away 100 mil.
Right.
So how much do they actually make? I'd love to know.
Oh, the profit margin.
Do they ever tell you the profit margin?
Oh, God, no.
Well, it probably is disclosed somewhere if we looked it up
three,
closely.
Though, that is so many people buying lotto tickets. I'm just thinking, if I had bought lotto tickets over my life, imagine how much money I would have won.
No, hang on. You probably would have lost a lot statistically.
But I would have won at some stage.
Well, you would have lost overall.
Does everyone all – do you win something?
Leon won $80.
We had a winner in-house, yeah, Leon Shergren, exec producer. How many numbers did you get and the Powerball, and then what did that pay you?
First time I ever bought a Powerball as well, by the way. I had four numbers and the Powerball and got $70.
Don't get addicted, bro. Okay. What's that?
I said don't get addicted. I bought it once and won. I forgot we're on air.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Fev, I've got a little something for you right now. And I think everyone should have this. Yeah, okay, The Fox, we play great R&B hits. We love our music. We also feel it's really important to highlight stories, news articles and stories that might go under the radar. This is one that really shouldn't go under the radar, because we Victorians have shelled out $800 million for a Vic Rhodes computer system that never got off the ground. This is amazing. So for 6 years, Fev, we've been paying an extra $200 each on our registration, our car registrations.
They're expensive, aren't they?
This was all to meet the cost of developing this computer system, which is the Randall Drivers Database. Mm-hmm. Yada yada. Don't worry about that.
It's probably quite important.
I don't think they're worried about it.
No, it is important because we were supposed to get it up, and that was supposed to bring us up to the benchmark of the rest of Australia.
Right.
So essentially, over 6 years, it's been abandoned. It was abandoned. They gave up. It was a dud. So $800 million on this computer system at Vic Roads, a dud. Scrap heap.
So in other words, of $800 million us Victorians have paid.
Yep.
And they've just put it in a big ditch that those workers are standing around.
Yep.
And they lit it up.
Yep. And a whistleblower who worked there has come out and revealed this. Apparently, they're still operating on the same computer system before they took all that money off us and said we're doing this thing.
And you've got to think about all the blokes that worked on that. We pay them with taxpayers' money.
Yeah. Well, and so now we're lagging behind the rest of the country, and we're using a system that's actually incompatible with the Victorian Police Database.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's just what a complete waste. But the point is, we're still paying the levy.
That's what we're going on. So, take it off. Take the levy off.
Well, this is the thing. They haven't taken it. Now the government have been the Andrews government.
Oh God,
your mate.
Don't even joke.
She looked to be
tight. You're tight.
Don't even joke.
I played golf with him. Remember?
The only thing they've come out. They were questioned yesterday about whether they would consider withdrawing the charge.
Well, we didn't get the computer system.
And what did Mr. Andrews say?
You're allowed to be angry. Okay. The Andrews government would only say this: vehicle registration fees fund important upgrades and maintenance. Mm. Yeah. You added extra, mate. You put more on it and said we'll have this fancy system. You've blown $800 million. Forget the East Link disaster where we blew about $60 billion, or maybe million.
Still, it's a lot.
I'll blow out the figures.
I reckon we should get to the bottom. Let's get him on.
No, I don't care. I just want him to go away. I just really want him to go away and stop wasting our money.
We could build a nice big hospital with that.
But also, they knew. But the point, Fev, they knew. They've been going on for years knowing that it was defunct.
Yep.
Didn't tell us, but kept taking our cash.
Okay.
Defunct's a word that doesn't get used enough.
It should be used more.
Defunct.
I think we've got 100 days.
You know what? It's a defunct government.
Well, wow. 100 days until the state election. So everyone will get the chance to make their own mind up and decide what they want to do. But
yes, I don't even know what I want to do. I have no allegiance to any political party when I say that.
No.
I just know this one's rubbish.
We could run. Let's run against him. I'd beat him.
You would.
100%.
Fev, I would back you above Andrews any day.
Wow.
800 million. Spring Carnival's coming up.
No, I'm not giving you cash.
101.9 The Fox.
What about this next guest? An English multi-platinum Grammy Award winner. We love her. Singer, songwriter, actress. Does some great work with charities as well. And she's on the line, guys.
Yes, now coming to R&B Fridays Live. Estelle, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Great to have you on the show, Estelle. So excited that you're part of the lineup. But when was the last time you were down under?
Oh, my goodness, it's been some years. It's been a few years. I can't even remember.
Wow. The lineup's insane, obviously. You look at that and you think, well, I'm going to be out there with Usher, Salt-N-Pepa, Naughty by Nature. Have you played many gigs with Usher? That's an unbelievable name to be on the lineup with.
I know. I love Usher. He's kind of cool. He's a very nice guy.
Now, you're very famous for your Kanye song, and everyone would probably bring it up to you, you know, the American boy. So I thought, as a treat... Oh, there it is.
Here it is. Take me to New York, I love to
see LA. And I thought, as a treat, I'd make up an Australian one delivered from me to you.
Oh.
You ready?
Oh, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
I think you'll be saying that. Yeah, you'll be saying that after you hear it, Estelle. This is Brendan Favola's Australian Boy.
Okay.
Welcome to Australia. Can't wait for you to play. I'll take you to the pub, then we'll have a beer and stay. If you really want to, we'll go to the Melbourne Zoo. I'll be your Australian Boy. Australian Boy.
You know, that's actually not so bad.
Thank you.
Well, he will be. He'll actually be your Australian boy when you head down to Melbourne for this massive show. We can't wait. And Fev will be waiting.
I'm so excited to come perform. I've not, like, the last time I think I did a full-out tour, it was a similar thing a few years ago. So, like, I'm really excited to come back and just, you know, kick it and have fun.
Oh, great. Yes. We can't wait to see you when you get here, Estelle.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. We'll see you down here. Bye.
101.9 The Fox.
Round 22, guys, kicks off tonight.
We are close.
Yes, we are very close. You can smell it. September action is just around the corner, and someone who's going to be in that is Richmond. They take on the Bombers tonight. There'll be 80, 90,000 plus there to watch the Tiggy train roll along. They should take care of the Bombers and their season, which has probably already ended, but just another little nail in their coffin.
See you, boys.
Ooh,
yes. Collingwood take on Port Adelaide, which could shape the eight. Port Adelaide need to win, but I think Collingwood will take the chocolates there. Well, under Trav Varko, 200 games, superstar. Geelong take on Fremantle, $1.05 the Cats down there at the Cattery.
Oh.
They're going to pounce on them, and they need a win, because if they don't win, they won't make the finals. Gold Coast versus Brisbane Lions in a game that no one cares. It's Q clash. No one gives up.
Okay.
In another game, hey, let's have a bet.
Oh, can we?
Yes.
I love that.
Carlton Bulldogs.
Oh, okay.
Mate,
well, we'll win. I know, but I don't want to do a bet with you.
They're paying $1.20, the Bulldogs. What do you want to have a bet? We'll bet something. We'll think of it for 8:30, and then whoever loses has got to do it on
Monday.
So
if the Bulldogs lose, I have to do something.
Yeah. And then if obviously the Carlton lose, which will probably be the case, I'll have to do something on Monday. We'll
last time I got involved in a bet between the Swans and the Bulldogs, somehow I ended up dressed up as a puppy in Hollywood running around dressed as a dog.
Yeah, you'll do anything for traction, Byron.
Well,
and you're actually heading off to Sydney this afternoon to watch your Swannies take on the Giants in a huge game, game of the round.
Massive game. I'll be there with my only friend, Trent Wheeler. It's going to be great.
It's a sellout. First time I reckon that ground's ever been sold out at Spotless. I reckon the Swans will win this. The GWS have got a few players out. Hawthorne will smash the Saints. Saints are in all turmoil. The president's going to get the flick and the board's going to get overturned. Watch this space. Heard it first here on the Fox 101.9 Fev's Rap. West Coast, Melbourne. I reckon Melbourne will go over there and beat West Coast. There you go. Adelaide plays North Melbourne in an absolute corker. North Melbourne need a win to keep their finals alive as well. And tonight, the Melbourne Storm take on Jared the Hain plane.
The Hain train. Isn't he the train?
No, it's the plane.
I thought it was the train.
No, he does the plane.
He does. He puts his arms out like a plane.
He puts his arms out like a plane.
Oh,
he's never been a train.
The train's got more force. I'd
and the Storm need a win.
Okay. Let's not question his nickname.
I'd be a Hain train.
Thank you very much.
No, it's a plane. A Henley home is more affordable than you think. Henley offers the most comprehensive array of guarantees and support in Australia. Say hello to Henley. Visit henley.com.au.